that you chose, that you chose. We all that you chose, that you chose.
Hello. We're back, still in the studio. We didn't leave. We just changed configurations. Tag me in. It's my turn now.
Oh, this is
Charlie. You're listening to Center of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a good show. Yeah, you're always gonna get good music here, no matter what time you tune in. So our first song today, I think, should be a new one. So we got a couple of new songs to play from this week. I picked out one song from the new Faye Webster album, and also a new single by the rapper Mike that I really liked. Which song do you guys think we should listen to first?
It's up to you. Faye?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with that then. Faye Webster.
Get it.
Hello.
Hi.
So that was just the theme from Blade Runner, a movie that Mia is about halfway through.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts so far?
It is pretty cool. I think the
whole... To continue our discussion on movies.
Bless you. I really like the... What is it? The Skinwalkers? I think that's
the replicants.
Really, the replicants. I think that's a very freaky concept, and it kind of goes back to like the Severance.
Yeah, we started watching
that. We were talking about
Severance.
Yeah. So
my mic is on
because you weren't here.
Cells interlinked.
That's from the second one.
Yeah,
this is true.
But
I haven't seen any of them.
You should.
Great I know. Movies. I feel like I'd be into it.
But yeah, I would like to finish it very much. And see what the whole fuss is about. Actually, I remember discussing the beginning of the film, like the opening scene, in my Cinema of Apocalypse class two years ago. Just because it's a pretty like apocalyptic film. I don't know, like the concept of... Cool.
Well, in other news, there is an Apple Jam show this Friday at the Crane Room for any tough students that might be interested. It's Call from Earth, Polar Groove, and Saint Cecilia.
All from Tufts University.
Those are Tufts bands. And then Make Out Palace, an Ohio State Fair band.
Big. Local, very exciting.
Local bands, but pretty good. Yeah. Should be exciting. It's at 8 o'clock, and it is free.
It is free.
So that's interesting.
Is it just for Tufts students?
I'm not quite sure.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. But I haven't heard anything about it not being open to everybody. So maybe it is open to everybody.
Yeah. If you're in the area.
They really don't. They don't check IDs. Yeah.
They just count how many people are in the room and they're like, all right, that's good. Which is, I don't know. Haven't been there. Sorry, Apple Jam. Haven't been to meetings. I have class until 7:30 on Thursdays. Like, what do you want me to do?
Do we have anything else we want to talk about before we get back into music? Or we can just get back into the music.
Yeah, we can get back into music.
Sure.
Wait. ASMR for our listeners.
Is that just a record sleeve?
I don't know.
This is my hair tie from last week.
That's yours? I was playing with it.
Yeah. Why is it still here?
Okay, that was my favorite.
Well, our next song is going to be the new Mike song. It's called R&B. I think it's really good.
This one's for Megan. Nice.
Shout out Megan. Shout out Mike. Megan. He's a great rapper.
Money on them brands, got my mama crib. They gon' test me, wash some hands, come with positive. Please don't flex, cause I'm a fan, but I'm not a bitch. I like sexy, I look handsome, I hop out the whip. She wanna get me, it's like ransom, I got a lot of chip. I threw confetti on this dancer for my confluence. I hit the scene already jamming off all kind of shit. She sounds sneaky like a panther, some what kind of shit. You with the team, you got an answer, way honest it. I know it's here, I'm in a trance, but I'm pondering. I'm applying schemes to other bands from the bottom. I had a dream it was a cat and my pockets big. I had to do a homie bad, I ain't proud of it. And when they snooping in my bag, I hop out of it. Yeah, I be moving with the bands like Obama kid. When it's blue, I do my dance like my college. I can make a dollar stretch, make a dollar swim. I can make a dollar stretch, make a dollar thin. I'ma put her in a debt, bitch, she tryna spin. They can see me on the bench, now I'm about to run. I can see for their respect, that's just how it is. I hope you know I mean the best, this is time to dip. The only thing I know about death is teach you how to live.
You think you know me? True, 100 times before.
Go. She just took my side, all out by my body. Never like that, she blind, who told everybody? I can't feel my face, I'm piece narcotics. I took her to space on autopilot. Ain't been running all night, saying I'm bitchin'. She keep looking at me, okay, let me see the kneecaps. She wanna roll with a real one, nigga, but you acting too tough. Better get out your feeling for a nigga, be feeling up a hot slide. Ride that thing like a rodeo. Off that Casamigos, got her taco dripping on her glove. If the miss your people, style them chill before we up that pole. Off that Britney Spears, got me dancing like I lost control. Out of that poppy, a double, I might be in trouble. I'm looking like Space Jam. All of these colors, I wanna see double. I need some rain, baby. I've been drinking all day. Okay, now I can't get stand up. It's all in my face, okay, but I can't get jammed up. Getting money, rain sleeves, know what when it's sunny. We all getting money, rain sleeves, know what when it's sunny. She just took my side, all I'm on my body. I'm like that, she loud, told everybody. I can't feel my face, I'm just not got it. I took her to space on autopilot. I've been rolling all night, saying that I'm geeked up. She keep looking at me, okay, let me see the. Yeah. She wanna roll with a real one, nigga, but I didn't do that.
Okay, dangerous. Swang with us, sang with us, them niggas can't hang with us. My bitch can't let she twerking up, angel us, entangled up. That enabled us to put your girl in the game of cuffs. So don't play with us, don't aim at us. You ain't the same as us. I'm up with BZD. They putting out APGs. Your girl in the backseat, getting hard rock like CDGs. I'm on the ground like a young bumpy. Pyrex, never let my nigga be me. I'm the black Marjorie Taylor Green. Think throw the nigga, that's a sound like stick it down, that's getting all clean. It's crazy. Your parents lied. You ain't special, we tried at your guys. You still got the beats, I bud drive. When they do that to me, I'm just a different Nick Chopper, Kendrick size, and it's spitting like he is. Over time, and I'm still taking threes. I see the lies, and I hope y'all believe it. Confront me, and I get to suck this shit. Right after taking a shit, wait.
So we just listened to Danny Brown.
Oh, yes.
Love that song, really excited. It was called Orange Juice Jones.
Do you have a concert next week?
I'm really excited. Next Tuesday, I will not be on the radio. Yeah. I will be going crazy at a Danny Brown concert.
So we'll be on Charlie's show.
Yes.
Yes, the show must go on, we'll but I will not over. Be there.
Yeah, but you will call in, maybe, possibly. Possibly. From the concert, like, maybe. Hey guys,
report
what's
live
up?
From the pit.
I tried doing that once. Did not really work. But
so, next up, we are going to have our first contribution this semester's
That's
international correspondent.
Okay. The one and only. Can I say who it is?
Yeah,
it is Isaac Dame.
Last semester, we had Joe Rosenberg on the ground in Sevilla, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Isaac Dame reporting, not live, recorded from Freiburg, Germany,
which is
Let
crazy.
Us hear about his escapades.
Reporting from Freiburg, Germany. Ich spreche bisschen Deutsch.
Let's start that over so we can really hear it.
This is Isaac reporting from Freiburg, Germany. Ich spreche bisschen Deutsch. Aber ist kein Problem. Everybody here, all the youth, they're speaking English. I'm getting around. I'm also in big groups of other study abroad people from all over the country, but a lot of Massachusetts heads. Someone, Charlie, who said they went to high school with you, I'll have to like follow up with you over text about that. Yeah. It's a whole big group. We're going out most nights, and this is not really a party city, but you can get, there's good bars, there's good pubs, but they're not really clubbing like that here. But it is a beautiful city. I'm loving it here so far. You can bike everywhere. The buildings look cool in the old town because they look old, and in other parts of town just because the architecture is really neat. It's so easy to get around, I think I already said, with the biking, but also with the trams. You're right in the middle of the Black Forest. You can go hike around super easily. Everything's marked off. And, yeah, I have a lot of optimism for the next few months. I'm here till June. I only just started classes. Super bizarre. Feels really weird. Nobody likes it. But this is the situation we're in. Before this, I was in London for a few days. I met up with my cousin. Shout out my cousin. She's studying in the UK. And we had a good time. Mostly went to museums, took a day trip to Cambridge, also really interesting. It's a good time, but I'm taking Freiburg over London in a head-to-head 7-game series. Maybe, you know, maybe they take it to 6 games. It's London. You've got all this prestige, but Freiburg I have just loved. And you talk to so many of the people here, the students here. This is a student city, and they love it here as well. So I think this is going to be a really nice few months. Hopefully you all are enjoying the show, and hopefully you'll hear my voice a few more times on future episodes of Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe.
So formal.
You can tell that he does radio.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Isaac.
Yeah.
It was great.
Great update.
If anyone else wants to call in, that'd
yes.
be fun.
Yes,
love
ready,
talk
ready,
to people.
Ready.
855-915-9636.
Once again, 855-915-9636. Call in. That would be fun to talk.
Yeah.
To people.
Hi, people.
Hey, people. There's people listening.
Yeah.
We know that.
If not, I think the next song, if no one wants to call in, the next song we're going to listen to is Rainbow in the Dark by Dio.
Oh, that's true. We recently watched Tenacious D.
Yes.
Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny, which is a movie with Jack Black and Kyle Gass. It's very much a comedy movie about these guys that want to become rock stars and break into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to, you know, take the pick of destiny, of course. And
made from the devil's tooth.
From the devil's tooth. Who is Dave Grohl? Which is awesome. That was such a good part.
Lots of heavy metal stuff.
Yes.
His god is Jack Black's god in the movie is basically Ronnie James Dio.
So good.
A poster of Ronnie James
Dio. So good. So.
Legendary musician from Elf, Black Sabbath, Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's legendary. He died.
He died right after they made Tenacious D. He got cancer and died.
Oh,
very sad.
So sad. Alexi, have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's good. You'll enjoy it.
Doesn't he have a band?
Yeah.
Called Tenacious D.
Yes, Tenacious D is a band. They had a TV show too, I think.
I have listened to the band. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, and actually Dave Grohl did all the drums for the soundtrack for the movie. Cool. Speaking of movies again. And for the movie that they made, because they, I think, had something going on in 2001, 2003. And he also did the drums on that. Pretty good movie. Came out in 2006. Which, I don't know, kind of like a timeless movie. There's not really much, there's a cool Clockwork Orange reference, which I still haven't seen either.
Their slacker lifestyle is pretty dated, though.
Like, I guess,
their
yeah.
rent was $200.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's still places with rent that's $200, but unheard of around here.
Yeah.
No. So listen, I watched a lot of HGTV growing up, and still, like, when I go home, I watch a lot of HGTV and a lot of, like, the House Hunters thing. And they go to apartments
House
and stuff.
Hunter.
And, like, it's so good. And most of the rent is, like, $250 a month for apartments in these places. And I don't know where that $200, $250 comes out. But,
me either.
But wild. So, I don't know.
All right, I guess that's the end of that discussion.
Yeah. It's kind of Come on, guys. Call in, if not,
next
the next
up,
talk break.
Ronnie James Dio.
We'll be right back.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. This is Connor.
Hello, Connor. How are you doing? Sorry to interrupt the song for all of our wonderful listeners. We were listening to the version of El Paso, the Marty Robbins song by the Grateful Dead. How's Chicago on this Tuesday night?
You cut off this song to have me call in and chat.
Of course. Of course. I love chatting with people.
Chicago's good. We're having kind of some crazy weather, or coming off having some crazy weather. Not bad.
As someone from Chicago, how do you feel about the Chicago trend with the Joe Keery song that's going around lately?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of torn because I always see it and then think it's going to be Chicago content. Because, you know, that song's been floating around, like Chicago influencer TikTok for a while, and then like it'll be downtown Manhattan, and I feel a little cheated. I've also heard anecdotally, I'm not sure if this is true, but one of my friends was claiming that a lot of like influencers are moving to Chicago now.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he was like being like mad at them. He was like, yeah, and like blah blah blah, like they don't know all this shit, and like they're gentrifying the neighborhood.
Hey,
and
Connor.
And he literally just moved here like 6 months ago. Hello, who am I talking to?
This is Mia and
Alexia. I was gonna say that, yeah, I feel like a lot of people are moving to Chicago because it's like an up and coming neighborhood, aka gentrifying it, because the rent's cheap, and then it's gonna bump the rent up.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely he used the word up and coming too.
Yeah,
like, do you guys
up and
know
coming.
Anybody who's moved here?
No, but I hear people talking about it a lot.
And also there's just a lot of, like, I'll say that, like, Lollapalooza, the festival, is one of the main reasons why a lot of people want to move in, as much as it sounds weird that people, like, move to a city for a festival to, like,
it does.
That is
there
really
are
weird.
There are a lot of benefits for people who live there. I don't know, going to this festival. So,
I've never been to Lollapalooza. I've only been outside it, but my roommates have been. Do you want the on the ground take from them? Is it worth your Chicago, Daniel? That's what's being claimed, that people are moving for Lollapalooza.
Yeah, hold I on. Heard it
Daniel
through.
Was about to give his 2 cents to the radio. Daniel here. Yeah, it's not necessarily worth moving to Chicago just for Lollapalooza, but Lollapalooza is one of the countless festivals and some street closures and music festivals.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the city. Yeah.
I'll say, I didn't even think it was worth it for, like, $190 for the ticket price. So I'm very impressed people are going to, like, you know,
holy
add
balls.
Apartment and price of living onto the Lollapalooza.
Wow, yeah.
It's worth it to go once, at least.
Definitely. I mean, I say it because I worked there last summer, and a lot of the people that I worked with said that they would like to move to Chicago because of the accessibility to working the festival again.
Wait, is this near right now? You worked at Lollapalooza last summer?
I worked at Lollapalooza last summer, yes. And the summer before.
I did not know that.
Yeah, pretty fun. Again, it's a once in a lifetime thing.
Year?
Once in a...
festivals about Chicago, so it would make sense that people want to come here for more like event working experience. I know Riot Fest is kind of like the alternative side of Lollapalooza, and they definitely have a big crowd every year as well.
Crazy. It's just, I can't wrap my head around that, but
I think the funniest part about this whole situation is that Joe Curie is from like two towns over from Alexia.
He's not even from here.
He's from Newburyport. My grandparents live in Newburyport.
What does Joe Curie have to do with the trend, Charlie? I might be missing.
He made the song.
He is Joe.
He is Joe. The and when I'm back.
He's the guy from Stranger Things. The same guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know what that had to do with the music. I didn't know that that was pronounced Joe.
Him.
He said in an interview that it's like Giorno, DiGiorno pizza. He literally
grew up.
He actually went to our school. Fun fact. Yeah, he went lived in my dorm.
Oh really?
So he went to college.
So he did go to college in Chicago.
Yeah. So that it's makes sense.
Effect. Yeah. It's all we can talk about at the fall. Yeah, we literally have like a statue of him next to our president.
Wow. As of course. That's amazing. That's awesome.
Well, it was great talking to you guys. Thank you so much for calling in, Connor.
Yeah, let us know if you have any more Chicago questions. This is the number to answer that. Good luck with the rest of the show, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Good
Bye.
To hear you. That was
that funny. Was fun. If you ever want to call into the show, we will talk to you. Unless you're crazy.
Yeah.
The number is 855-915-9636. It's time to listen to the next song, I guess. What should it be? What should it be? Oh, I know what it should
be. Oh, I gotta do Duolingo.
Bye.
Your fickle friends are leaving, but then you know it's time for them to go. it's time to go. So calm the storms of winter, and then the birds in spring again. I have no fear of time. For who knows how my love, and who knows where the time goes.
May I? There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in the closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
A public message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I love that PSA.
No fim da rua, não deixe o calçar.
to see where you huddling. It's love, but I'm missing this car. Tucking it, saw. They be wanting it, saw. The substance is here for a ball. If you was who you say that you are, then I fumbled it, saw. But I be chuckling. All of this shit I be juggling, lost. You said goodbye for the dumbest shit, lost. I know this life ain't what come with it, all. Lot of despise I be crumbling. I know if I died it would butcher it, flaws. I know why you hide what you covering, flaws. They left me dry in the covenant. I'm not in the tide, I be under it, jaws. My noggin is fried, I be buffering. I'm hot cause them guys you be running with, saw. Saw moms in the sky, she was hovering, gone. Dry my eyes and my cousin there, strong. Stuck in the midst of it all, struggling, nah. Stuck in the midst of it all, struggling.
We won't be sitting here talking today. It is because of your support and the encouragement we've had from you over the years that has stayed us here. Most importantly, because our mom told us, do not give up. She said to us, do not walk.
It's always something. There are years to ask questions. It's always something. When it ain't about nothing, and every year they give answers. Ain't about nothing, it's always something. Breaking weed and paper money, I'ma change it at the laundry. Husky bitches lusty, appetizer and an entree. 100 miles and running my kick, speaking Cantonese, copping Bandula Jordans from a neighbor named Celine. Divine rule, everything around me. Conversing third person, many gods are still counting. Quandary. Fuck that. As of now, my theories won't buy me lunch black. Sour peaches at my commencement. I rock the dunce cap. Brass monkey. Rubber button rugby. I give you that, I give you that. Not for what you might do. Some niggas. Somewhat different. Might fuck around, make the sun shiver. Tongue and scissors on back. Sick the power. Electronics. Move my debate. If I can make you really feel it, I won't have to explain shit. Bang. Slain in the spirit, or lack the spirit. RZA talk, plus I wanted them bangs when I was a shorty. No done, something for nothing. I had to let go. I'm blessed, I should be humble. This ain't yours to the chest cut. Even then, on to the next one. Maggots collect crumbs, bank balls, steal it gets ill. What else you expect from an 85er? The blue dreams, a direct flight out of Addis Ababa. It's always something, even when it ain't about nothing. It's always something, ain't about nothing. It's always something, even when it ain't about. Even when it ain't about something, even when it ain't about nothing. It's always something, even when it ain't about. By my competition, Captain Cunting Country. Crump kissing cousins, no shots though, cause I ride for dungeon. I like my gum beats grungy. Chicken foot in the pepper pot. 7 of 10 white friends say my look conveys you better not. From the Ready Rock era, linen elbows, secondhand low sweaters, with some other boys' names stitched in the collar. 999 Hail Marys and our fathers. Lord, don't have me out here laying hands on no fuckboy blogger. I threw swans in the boombox, cop album. Got dressed, headed downtown, playing at max volume. Keep a pint in the breast pocket, shit crazy. My guy got a 2-block ambulance ride and a bill for 10 Franklin. That's life though, that's pro tip. Don't take fitness advice from obese vegans unless she talk deep knee bends. I'm just playing, but I'm saying if she know what she want though. It's always something. It's always something, even when it ain't about nothing. It's always something.
Welcome back to the studio.
Hey.
This is our last real conversation piece.
I still can't believe that I just said it a minute ago that the hour flew by.
Sure it did. Certainly did.
Certainly, just I finished my Duolingo.
What is it, 73 day streak? 72?
Pretty impressive.
73.
Nice.
Right on the right, hit the head, the nail, hit the nail right on the head. There we go. But the Celtics lost.
Oh.
So no. Okay.
Mia gets muted.
Yeah, Mia gets muted.
Well, I have no opinion on these things.
They lost on a stupid overtime call. Turn off Alexia's mic too. I'm the only one allowed to talk. So I have 3 assignments due on Monday. Ain't that crazy? Yeah. All right, I'm.
Yeah, ain't that crazy? Yeah,
it's about that time of the semester.
I'll let you guys talk if you're not gonna talk about the Celtics.
This is truly grind time.
I was just about to say, everybody I've been talking to in the past week has been saying, like Luini said earlier, surviving.
Yeah, it's just like midterms. The fact that I'm in 3 academics makes it so that midterms are actually real. It's like, I feel like in our studios, they're not as like urgent for midterms, and they usually stagger them a lot more. We're like, with these midterms, I swear, all the professors talk to each other and they coordinate how to make our lives harder. Yeah.
No, I agree. But weirdly, my midterms aren't as crazy. I had an essay due for Tina's class.
Yeah.
And I had a presentation last week. I had to do a pitch to a bunch of executives at PBS and GBH kids.
Ooh.
But it wasn't crazy. Like, I did, I don't know. But it's still grind time with the art. I think that's where I'm, like, kind of, you know, that's where my head is at.
Our time here is almost done, so we gotta listen to our last song of the night.
Wild.
It's gonna be Pavement. I hope you guys like it, but I will not be back next week, then no show of the week after that, because it is spring
break.
Spring break.
Miami. But...
Oh, started playing the wrong song.
Trust the way you pissed inside the brain fire. Technology drives. Show me your dots now. Who is it that said the world was mania? Divorces and spare change. Let's lethalize our slingshots and swallow propane. You are the lie. Danger. Watch out for the gypsy children in electric dresses, they're insane. I hear they live in crematoriums and smoke your remains. You are the light, the coming day.
Well, it looks like that's it for us, folks. That's the end of the show.
Bit of a bedtime.
This has been Xander the Skill to Catch a Vibe on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you to Mia and Alexia.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For joining us in the studio, and for Luini for joining us earlier.
Thank you.
Yes, it was very awesome to have her back on. Hopefully next week again. Maybe.
That would be surprise. Very nice.
For Matter of Fact. Which 2.0. Will be 2 hours long, because I will not be here.
It will be 2 hours long.
If the next people are here, you're welcome to come into the studio now. I don't know if there's anyone here.
Hello?
You might just have to turn on automation.
Hello? Okay, I'm done. But, what was I going to say? Bye.
Frank James, Jesse Jim, really kidding all the rest. These some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. Going to a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff said, "Is your name Stevie Guitar Miller?" In a very deep voice, and I said, "Yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster."
Is it the bridge of my nose or the backs of my skin?